Hey, greetings everyone from our home to yours. Happy Sunday. Today, our scripture readings come from Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 28. And this scripture passage for today is very familiar to us. Peter has been giving Jesus a hard time, or as scripture says, rebuking Jesus for saying that he was going to die and rise again on the third day. And Jesus tells Peter a few things, and then Jesus kind of turns to his disciples and tells them that if anyone wants to follow him, they must deny themselves, take up their cross. He then talks about losing your life to gain the world, and then talks about coming with his angels in the glory of the Father, and then that each of them would be rewarded for what they had done, and that some of them would not die or taste death until they saw the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Now, this is a very confusing passage. There's a lot of things packed in there. There's three or four different ideas, I think, coming out of that passage. And for me, thinking about this passage and meditating on it, I think I come away with a lot more questions than answers. First, I wondered why to be a follower of Jesus, we would have to die if his death paid it all. I mean, Jesus's death paid the sacrifice, or as some theologians and commentators and preachers state, that he paid it all. He paid the ransom. He paid the debt that humanity owed to God. So why would we have to die to follow him? And second, why does Jesus start talking about saving your life but losing it? If they lose their life because of Jesus, they will find it. But then he says, what will it benefit a man if he gains the whole world yet loses his life? Or what will a man give in exchange for his life? And if this part of what Jesus is saying is, like theologians and commentators and preachers say, that it is a passage about discipleship, and what Jesus is talking about is becoming his disciple, then it circles back around to question number one. If Jesus paid the price, why do we have to die to be a disciple? And to me, it doesn't make sense. And it may be that the key to the question that I'm asking, or the questions that I'm asking, might actually be found in Jesus's rebuke to Peter in the prior passages. In Matthew 16:23, Jesus tells Peter that he, Peter, is an offense to him, Jesus, because he's not thinking in God's concerns, but man's. So what if Jesus is trying to tell his disciples that they and we don't understand the true nature of discipleship and what he's asking them to do? And he's asking them, what will it benefit man if he gains the whole world, yet loses his life? And when Jesus asks, what will a man give in exchange for his life? Or as the New Living Translation says, it is anything worth more than your soul? And I think that's the question that's being asked and Jesus is trying to answer. Is there anything worth more than a person's soul? So perhaps the lesson is that when Peter told Jesus that he wasn't going to let Jesus die, Peter was inferring that he would fight, and that they, as his followers, would fight those that were trying to kill Jesus. And Peter was stating that because of Jesus, because of the power that Jesus had and the authority that Jesus had, that they would be victorious and they would be on the side of the Messiah, and he would be the victorious king that would defeat the enemies, and they would be seen as the victors. And the victors would gain all the spoil. And in this case, the victors would gain the world as they knew it. But Jesus rebukes him, and then he goes on to tell the disciples, and I think this, it's not a cut in the lesson. I think the lesson that Jesus, you know, he rebukes Peter, then he turns to disciples to teach them why he's rebuking them. And Jesus tells them that the real victory is gained by death. And to truly win the world, you would have to die, but to what end? Is it worth your soul to fight and die for earthly victory? And what Jesus is saying is that he would win the fight by dying, and that we wouldn't have to. And I think what we can do is not necessarily die for Jesus. I think that's what he's trying to tell us, that his sacrifice, his death, is going to be what wins the victory, and that our death, we won't gain anything from it. He's the sacrifice, And yes, in our hearts, we must be willing to die for Jesus. That's kind of the vernacular that we use. But I think what Jesus is trying to get us to understand that is that really we have to be willing to live for Jesus, not by our death, but by using our lives, our talents, our strengths, our resources to make a difference in the world. You see, dying for a cause and for your friends and things like that, that's cool and honorable. But living for them and making the world a better place is the best way to really honor Jesus. Because remember, Jesus didn't come to make us more spiritual. Jesus came to make us better humans by living his life the way that he did and the things that he teaches us. He is teaching us to be better humans and to live our life in a way that we are helping others. And that is true discipleship. True discipleship is living for Jesus and using our lives to the full extent that we have. If God wanted us to just die, then he would just take us to heaven as soon as we said, you know, Jesus, come into my heart. But he doesn't. He doesn't take us then. Because Christianity is about creating a better world here and living in God's kingdom and living in that kingdom here on earth and making it on earth as it is in heaven. Because heaven is not our home. Think about that. Grace and peace to you. God bless you.